Now bring on the tacos. Pork tacos, a little guacamole. Throw in this one, too. Lousy tackling.
Buccaneers fans, 6-2. The bye week is here, and Tom Brady is human. How could this be? How could the man be an actual human quarterback? This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast, starring the sage of Tampa Bay sports, the baron of Big Storm beer, Mr. Bill Curry Ford, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton himself. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee DeKemper of JoeBucksFan is here. The Bucks are looking like a second-place team right now, Ira. This is just all very upsetting, but the podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford. First family of Ford right there. That's Tampa's finest, Tampa's first, 61-plus years, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. You need something, you call the boss, and you get him. That's Sean Sullivan, the GM, our friend. We're all Bill Curry Ford customers. He's ready to help you personally, give you a deal that would blow your mind, but more important, he's there to really help you, answer your questions, guide you, whatever it is. BillCurryFord.com is where it starts. Bill Curry Ford. And Big Storm Beer is the official beer of the Ira Kaufman Podcast. The Bromosa, the Tangerine IPA, is the top seller. You can find it at Publix along with many others. Ira was at Big Storm Brewery watching the road game today at New Orleans, like he always is for every road game in Clearwater at the 49th Street Tap Room. Sage, I'm going to clear the floor. The Buccaneers lost in ugly fashion. What say you?
It was bad. I mean, it was bad. I'm not going to make any excuses. You could say Bucks beating Bucks all you want. Lee, I'm going to offer this. I think the Saints deserve to win. I thought New Orleans was the better team for the bulk of the game. I will say this. Derek Brooks in our Identity Tampa 2. We pick games every week. He picked the Bucks to lose to the Rams. He picked the Bucks to lose to the Saints. Nobody knows this team better than the Don, the Hall of Fame linebacker. He knows his football team. So I better not be going up against him anymore, Lee, because he's pretty darn sharp. Lee, I'm a little surprised, like we all are, about Brady's misreads, especially that last one. Lee, that one eats at me, and I'll tell you why. The guy was well protected. There was nobody in Brady's face on that second snap after the Bucks got the ball back. You know, and Sean Payton made some stupid calls down there in the red zone and gave the Bucks a break. I thought they should have been using up clock. But Brady got the ball back. 101 seconds, that's an eternity. So time, no factor. And that was a really bad misread. 0-3 in the turnover margin, minus 3. 99 yards in penalties. And I was trying to think, who played well? Mr. DeKemper, it's a short list. I got Chris Godwin. I got Tyler Johnson. I got your favorite player, Gio Bernard. You know, I thought Whitehead made a couple of plays. That's it, Lee. That's it. That's the extent of it. I didn't like the play calling. Lee, you know, the worst thing about it, it keeps hope alive in the Crescent City. They're a half game back. If they beat the Falcons next week, which they should, New Orleans, they'll be tied with the Bucks. But, Lee, I'll wrap it up and turn it over to you with this thought. 6-2 ain't all that bad, Lee. It ain't all that bad. Last year's team was 6-2. The 2002 Bucks were 6-2. Let's not go overboard.
I'm going to go overboard, all right. The Bucks aren't playing for a wild card. They're not playing for consolation. They're playing for home field advantage, and they're playing to host the NFC Championship game and not go on the road. Even Arians admitted that as much. And talking about Brady's interception is getting your eye way off the ball. Way off the ball. The game boiled down to one very simple thing. Todd Bowles choked against a fourth string stiff of a quarterback. Period. He couldn't even get a blitz to get pressure on the quarterback. Either Sean Payton, which he may have, either Sean Payton has figured out Todd Bowles, or Todd Bowles has to go back to the Microsoft Surface Pad and figure out how to either better disguise his blitzes or get these guys home. He just set a record today, 22 blitzes without any quarterback pressures. As long as next-gen stats has been around, not that long, granted, but as long as that's been around, that's never happened before, not even close. Previous record is 16. That was an awful display by his defense. And as close as Bruce Arians is to Todd Bowles, he said as much. He called out the defense. He said they gave him easy first downs. They let a fourth-string quarterback who hasn't thrown a freaking pass in over 2 years in an NFL game march up and down the field with 4 minute, 5 minute, 6 minute drives, scoring drives. That was unacceptable. If this was Lovie Smith, if this was Mike Smith, if this was that dick Bill Sheridan, we would have whipped him. Well, I got to be fair here. I've given Bowles plenty of credit over the years, and I'll continue to do so when his defense earns it. His defense earned a choke job today. That's what they earned.
Steve, we got to get Lee to speak his piece a little more often, Steve. Let me say this. I'll lead into his bits here. A big part of the stink, a big part on the defense, was six first downs given to the Saints via penalty. Six. That's unacceptable, especially in week eight. It's bad enough in week one. So throw that in there, and I know Lee is focused on the lack of a pass rush, but the penalties were critical in extending drives. Stupid penalties, Steve.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, come on. Third and five, and Shaq and JPP both jump offside? Third and five in the fourth quarter? What the hell's going on? Trevor Siemian isn't Aaron Rodgers in his hard count. It's a road game. They weren't lost in the crowd noise. That was just an awful penalty. And look, you've got that was followed up by Devin White still not knowing what taunting is and that you can't do that. And then the next play, Pierre Desir giving a 8-yard cushion to the speedster on the Saints. I forgot his name for a second. And
right.
That's not defense, giving the guy the sticks. Because you don't want him to get behind you. You're that scared. I mean, get the guy some help. It was an awful sequence of three plays right there that did not look like a championship team. Those kinds of penalties you just cannot have.
And Lee, throw in this one too. Lousy tackling all day long. Lousy tackling.
I absolutely agree with that, especially early on. Really bad tackling. Guys should have been tackled 3 or 4 yards shorter than what they wound up with because of arm tackle, bad tackle. I understand the Bucs weren't playing with full strength in the secondary. I get that. And it finally came back to bite them somewhat. It wasn't the whole problem, but somewhat. I mean, the bottle of cologne stunk like a stale bottle of high karate.
Yeah. It's hard to take, for Trevor Siemian. That is hard to take, Steve.
Well,
a good defense buries a guy like that. Absolutely buries a guy.
Well, I got to say this. The issues in the secondary, shouldn't that be sort of offset by the Saints' issues at quarterback?
Yes.
Come on. I mean, Brady gave them that lead with an amazing that they get the touchdown, the big bomb, to Cyril Grayson late in the fourth quarter. Cyril Grayson, his second career catch. And this is the guy they promote. Okay, a little extra depth. Antonio Brown's out. And this guy catches the go-ahead score, and the defense gives up a 12-play drive to Siemian. And then, but I still have to – I know Lee's thrown it on the defense. Ira, we're paying Tom Brady to be Tom Brady. And today, in the fourth quarter, with plenty of time, down by two – wide open Mike Evans in front of him. He admitted it. I got the screenshot up at joebucksfan.com. Wide open crossing route. He's open by a step and a half, and he forces the ball to Godwin. And ultimately, today, Tom Brady played the Jameis Winston role, and it's very rare for him to basically choke the game away like that. Just so rare. and we expect that to never happen again. So I have to put some of that there. He's human. It happened. It shouldn't have happened. And what I don't understand, Ira, maybe you can explain it to me. What I don't understand is why, with the game out of reach, Brady's there taking two sacks with a minute left. What the hell's going on? Team Glazer should have picked up the red phone.
Absolutely awful. It could have added injury to insult. Lee, here's an interesting part of the defense that's really makes it even worse in some ways. Lee, the number one assignment all week long, number one assignment, Todd Bowles and company, neutralize Kamara. Get a handle on him. Don't let him wreck the game. They did that, Lee. They did it. The guy had no running room. I mean zero. Nothing. He averaged 3 yards a carry, 3.2. He ran into a brick wall, 19 carries on 14 of them. He had nowhere to go. Nowhere. No factor as a receiver. They did a damn good job on Alvin Kamara. And meanwhile, they end up with 26 first downs and 360 yards. Inexplicably.
It was certainly sad. I'll say this about Brady. This is more a credit to Dennis Allen than anything. I think Dennis Allen has Brady pretty well figured out. In three regular season games as a Bucs quarterback, Brady has 8 turnovers. Mr. Take care of the ball. Mr. Protect the ball. That's a Jameis-like 8 turnovers in 3 games. That includes a fumble today, which, if that was Jameis, he'd be getting killed. But his name's Tom Brady, so he skates. And by the way, I love Brady, but I'm not going to make excuses for the guy. You know, he should never fumble that ball. That was sloppy, period. That's all you got to say. Wasn't on Wirfs, wasn't on Cameron Jordan, was on Brady. He didn't take care of the ball. That led to points, and obviously he had an interception earlier. That led to points. And that basically was your game, if you think about it. Every time this team has met, you know, with Brady versus the Saints, the difference has been points off turnovers.
Yeah.
Forget Brady's the pick six. Points off turnovers in the second quarter, that was your game. That's 10 points.
Now, let's be fair. In the playoff game, in the biggest game, the Bucs did not have a giveaway at the Superdome in the playoff game.
And they had points off turnovers.
Yeah. Steve, it's a bad loss, but it's not, you know, in that sense. I mean, it's not. Got a week off. They're playing the Redskins, the Washington football team. Let's not go too crazy. Washington just lost to Denver. That tells you all you need to know about the Washington football team. Because Denver was in a tizzy. They're in free fall. They can't score. And Washington can't score. It was a bad loss because they had a chance to put the Saints away in the division, Steve, and they didn't do it.
Couple of questions for you, Ira, but I agree with you on this sense that, hey, the reality is the Bucs have still won 14 of their last 16. It's a big loss. It hurts because there was so much opportunity for separation, but it's not the end of anything. And what I wrote is that it could be a silver lining. You know, if they were starting to think their crap didn't stink a little bit, or maybe there was just a shred of a Super Bowl hangover. Hey, we're the guys. We're the man. You know, now that's all gone. And the timing is perfect with the bye week. It allows Arians to just crack everybody's ass if he wants to. Brady knows how to handle this kind of setback. He's been doing it his whole career. Tough loss here, tough loss there, en route to a 13 or 12 win season. So the timing, I think, is pretty good. But it hurts, Ira, because I don't think it really had to happen. When the game-winning drive is Trevor Siemian with a 12-play drive, that cannot happen. I don't care who's playing defense back there. There's enough talent in that front seven. And I thought Levante David looked pretty good in his time back. Not great, but I mean, gosh, for being out a couple of weeks, he certainly looked pretty good. Sage, I got to remind everybody, you mentioned neutralizing Alvin Kamara. Well, you know what? If you have a disaster in your home, your condo, your business, you neutralize any issues you might have with your insurance company by calling Florida's Elite Restoration immediately, 24/7, they're going to get you a free assessment on site. So you know what's happening. Maybe they can fix it. Maybe they'll help you if you need it to go through your insurance company so you don't get ripped off. Josh Martin, the boss over there at Florida's Elite Restoration, he's got the experience, Ira, 14 years. He's not Tom Brady of the insurance company, but he was 14 years as an adjuster. Now he's on the other side helping homeowners and businesses, and as well as companies like plumbers or air conditioning repairmen or property managers who need help helping their customers with disaster services. So Florida's Elite Restoration, that's where it's at, Ira.
They know what they're doing over there, and he's got a winning playbook. You know, you can't fool around with a potential mold issue. So you call Florida's Elite Restoration for peace of mind. Florida's Elite Restoration.
Peace of mind, lose the mold. All right, Sage. Now, what else you got?
Hold on, Steve. Hold on. Before you introduce the next topic, let me throw this out at the Kemper. In the grand scheme of things, maybe it's not the headliner, but I think it's worth mentioning, Lee. I think it was a miscalculation. I think it was poor judgment to throw Gronkowski out there today. I think that was a mistake.
It sure seemed like Arians had, shall we say, buyer's remorse about that in his press conference.
Lee, you could have gave him another week to rest up and have him fresh for Washington. Yep.
Yeah.
Sage, now, I know I'm nitpicking here, but it drove me crazy, and I did throw some things across the room, so that's always worth mentioning for me. Early fourth quarter, Bucks get a penalty. Ryan Jensen holding call. Looked like a legitimate call. Okay, first and 20. Then it's second and 13. This is the fourth quarter, Ira. Bucks are down. What do? They bring out Jalen Darden for the wide receiver screen on the AstroTurf against a fast defense. That play was doomed from the start. I mean, Chris Godwin makes that work sometimes, shedding three physical tackles or something like that, and he'll get 8 yards, 9 yards. They bring out Darden. Okay, he loses a yard. And then what do? They don't throw to the sticks with all these weapons. They throw it to Chris Godwin 1 yard and hope that he will find his way to 14 more. And even Troy Aikman himself said, they look content to punt. That's not no risk it, no biscuit. What the hell was going on there, Ira?
Content to punt. Speaking of Aikman, by the way, Lee, I'm no Aikman fan. You know that.
No?
But I thought he was sharp today. I thought he was sharp. I mentioned that in my column that Mr. Hizbitz will be reading later. So hats off to Aikman. Normally, I don't like the guy. I think he's a master of the cliche. Godwin was outstanding. You know, Evans made a big catch. He made a big catch, but for most of the day, we didn't hear much from him. No Gronkowski, no Antonio Brown. You know, Lee, they miss Antonio Brown. Let's not kid ourselves. They miss him right now. It's noticeable because O.J. Howard, Cameron Brate, I mean, who are we trying to kid here, Lee? They're not considered ultra dangerous. Lee, at this point, that's five straight regular season losses to the Saints. That's home and away. Five straight, including that debacle at Raymond James last year. This is looking like a bad matchup for the Bucks. And before you say, well, wait a minute, what about that divisional round playoff game? They could have lost that game. If Winfield doesn't make that strip, they're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah,
they're in a lot of trouble.
I totally agree.
So, you know, here comes Trevor Siemian. I mean, you would think that would change the balance. And Lee, let me throw this out there. You're going to like it. I thought Winston played very well before he got injured. I do.
He played okay.
I thought he hurt the Bucs with his legs. He's not fast. He's no athlete. But he ain't bad escaping the pocket, Lee. He's not bad.
He was doing that with the Bucs. And when Arians came, they didn't want him to run anymore. He was doing that with the Bucs. So
I can't blame you for this Trevor Siemian. I can't blame you, Lee.
That's the game.
Sage, let me throw a little optimism in here. You know, we've been harping on having Devin White finally make a play, a real impact play. And the reality is him tackling with his bogus horse collar of Jameis Winston and knocking him out of the game. And now they're saying that Jameis has an ACL injury. And, you know, we probably will find out tomorrow, I'm guessing, that he's done for the season. You know, the Saints are the only competition in the division, obviously major competition in the conference. If they lose Jameis, I think that's a huge win for the Bucks long term.
I hate to look at it like that, but of course you're right. Trevor Siemian, Lee, will come back to planet Earth with a thud. And there's a reason why he attempted six passes.
in the last 3 years, Lee. There's a reason. And didn't distinguish himself in Denver a couple of years as a starter. Yeah, you could look at it like that, Lee. Ultimately, the Saints aren't going anywhere with Trevor Siemian. But you know what, Lee? I think Sean Payton's a good enough coach. I think he might be able to squeeze out 10 wins with Trevor Siemian. How do you like that? They might be 10.
I don't know how accurate this rumor is, but it's been on Twitter pretty heavily tonight that Sean Payton's looking at bringing in Cam Newton. I don't know how accurate that is, but you know, after I see what Siemian Rice did to the Bucs defense, you think I'm happy to see that guy again?
You said Siemian Rice. That's outstanding, Lee.
Sorry, Siemian Rice, but you think I want to see this piece of turd from Northwestern play again? See, I remember where he played in college. I just can't remember his name.
Ira, does the success of Trevor Siemian tonight, does that give you renewed hope that Blaine Gabbert can win a playoff game?
I can't get through a podcast without you mentioning that guy's name. By the way, Lee's favorite quarterback, who was Winston's backup, he's supposed to be maybe back from a concussion next week.
Taysom, that Wayne T quarterback?
Yeah. So, Steve, wouldn't Taysom Hill kind of be in the mix, possibly?
Well, sure, but if Sean Payton feels he needs another quarterback, and you know, obviously they have a good football team, Cam Newton's going to come cheap. I totally see it.
Yeah, he'll definitely come cheap. But it's tough coming in the middle of a season, except Trevor Siemian just showed you can come in the middle of a game and riddle the Buck defense.
That was Lovie Smith-like.
Lee, I'd like to defend Todd Bowles.
The last three or four games, what Bowles has had to do with a totally and completely riddled cornerback group is amazing. I've written that several times. I want to be clear. I'm not saying an imbecile saying it, you know, fire a Bowles or whatever. But whatever he did this week and whatever he was trying to do today, it was not good enough. It's not acceptable. It was pathetic.
I'm not implying that you're calling for a Bowles' head.
No. I'm not close to that.
Stevie, after a game like this, let's not let Byron Leftwich off the hook either, Mr. Isbitch. And DeKemper doesn't want to hear it. But I'll say it, 58 snaps, 5-8, 14 runs, one of them by Brady on a sneak. That leaves 13 runs for Fournette, Bernard, Jones. Why, Steve? Were they losing the whole game? Were they behind the whole game? They were running it pretty well, Steve. They weren't getting stopped. They were running it pretty well. I don't know. You ask Brady to throw 40 balls against this defense, you're asking for a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Ira, but I don't know if I fully agree here. Yes, they were running pretty well. Yes, I think they could have done some other things with the run, but I don't think that's what cost them the game. Look, Brady still threw for almost 400 yards. If he didn't make those mistakes, it's probably a very different game. But then the defense, yep. I mean, you know, we could sit here and whine for 2 hours about the defense. They just didn't get it done in the way that they needed to when you would have thought they caught a break in this situation. And it turned out to be a break for the Saints, maybe. I don't know. But, messy.
Steve, didn't the end of the game kind of remind you of the Rams game last year when didn't Brady throw a pick on a final drive against the Rams? I thought he did.
Yeah, he did, and I know what you're saying, Ira. Different kind of game, but I mean the Bucks had a fourth quarter lead here, late.
Yeah.
That should have and an opportunity to win after they blew it. So they didn't hold and they didn't close it out when they needed a field goal. So I don't think we're going to see this too often, but it's a kick in the balls right now, Ira. But where you never get one of those kicks in the groin is at Bill Curry Ford. They treat you right. They treat you fairly, nothing below the belt, no games, no nonsense, transparent pricing, BillCurryFord.com. GM Sean Sullivan's ready to help you 24/7. And Ira, of course, we love Big Storm Beer, the official beer of the podcast. What'd you drink today at Big Storm, Ira?
I didn't even have to order it. The waitress brought it right out to me, Bramosa, right out. right at the start. Then I dove into a salad with chicken. That was course one. Waited about 10 minutes. I said, all right, now bring on the tacos. Pork tacos, a little guacamole, full Monty. And then I threw it all up when Brady threw that interception. It all came back up.
What do you think of Brady being very candid, Iris, saying, I had Mike open. It cost us the game. Bad throw. I screwed up.
Glad to hear it, Steve. Glad to hear it. He doesn't always do that. We remember what happened after the Windy City loss last year with the losing track of downs. He wouldn't acknowledge it, Lee, until like it took him a year to acknowledge it. We all knew it. Everybody knew it. Every Buck fan knew it. But he couldn't get himself to say it. So, you know, did he lose this game? Like Lee says, there's a lot of culprits. Plenty of culprits. But all three giveaways came in the passing game. All three. That's a fact.
Two picks and a turn and a fumble. Yeah.
Ira, last one for you because we're keeping this dirty and quick so everybody can listen to this Monday lunch hour as they try to get through a meal without a ton of Tums after this game. But I got to ask you this, Ira. Got to ask you. 8 games in, we're halfway through what used to be half a season, but Bucks are 6-2. And you wrote a column about this a couple of weeks ago, and then I saw the local newspaper, the twice weekly thing that used to be a daily, wrote the same column over the weekend. You know, copying the Sage. Is it too early to say what the hell are you doing, Devin White? We need you to make freaking plays in big games, and yeah, you're tackling, yeah, you're doing some good things, but we need you to be a superstar. Where are you, number 5 overall pick? Is that fair?
I think it is fair. I think it is fair. Yeah, the bar set high, Lee, and that's fair. He wants to be voted, you know, one of the 50 best NFL players by his peers. He wants to be a pro bowler. He wants to be an all-pro. Lee, it's not happening. Not in 2021. It's not happening. He got 10 tackles today, Lee. He led the Bucs with 10 tackles. His run defense was okay against Kamara. It was. He plugged some holes against Kamara. But we're not aware of Devin White like we should be. We're not. And the Bucs feed off his energy. And
good point.
Right now, I don't see it, Lee. He's playing okay. He's not an okay player. So I want more from Devin White, and I think that's fair to expect more from Devin White.
It's more than fair. I asked Bowles 2 weeks ago, when I went out to practice, and I asked Bowles, and I don't know when you were last out there, Ira, but I sort of like the setup. You know, you get to sit within 6 feet of the person you're speaking with. But right now we're celebrating every little minor, we get to stand 2 feet closer. Oh, let's celebrate. Hallelujah. That's the life we live right now. I had Bowles right to his face. I said, are you using Devin White differently because of all the injuries in the secondary, specifically the cornerbacks? And that's why he's not putting up the numbers he's been putting up last year or even as a rookie. And Bowles didn't deny that. He said, yeah, we are using him. We're happy how we're using him. But we're using him differently, and part of that, and he said, was because of the injuries. Okay, fine. But the reason why I think it's more than fair to ask for Devin White to be a tornado on the field, a Tasmanian devil kind of guy, not only does he talk the game, we've seen the game, and it was in the playoffs last year. To your point, Ira, we saw how the defense fed off his energy. We saw how he took over games. He took over games. He took over the Saints game. He went crazy against the Packers. He was a complete animal against the Chiefs. We've seen it in the most important games against the NFL's best offenses. We've seen him go crazy. And the Bucs need that.
Absolutely, Steve. I'm looking. All right, maybe he's not blitzing as much, but Steve, I'm looking for the tackles for loss. I'm looking for that number. That's an impact play. All of a sudden, it's 2nd and 13. The running back's dropped for a 3-yard loss.
Ira, you just want everything. The guy's got one this year. He got one. What do you want from the guy? Next thing you know, you're going to want Next thing you know, you want a forced fumble from the guy. He, you know, give him time, Ira. Give him time. All right, look, Ira, you know what? I don't want to get called for taunting like Devin White, so I'm going to stop asking you questions. We're keeping it tight on this podcast. Bucks fans, they don't want to hear it. They want the skies to open up, get this rain cloud out of here and get some sunshine in. We'll be back quickly this week, Ira, so enjoy your Monday. And we'll talk to you real soon, Sage.